Good morning. 7:58 a.m. on Tuesday, March 18th. It's been a while. It's been like 2 weeks. I think it's the longest hiatus I've had. So 16 and a half minutes on the first mark. That's because I'm freezing. I'm trying to walk fast to generate a little heat. It's blowing quite strongly. It's like maybe 20, 30 miles an hour. It's enough to push me. And it's snowing. So snowing and blowing and 32 or so degrees. Wind chill is probably 18. I don't know what it is, but it is cold and raw. But I have to get back out. I had to get back out and start walking because this is my primary tool for managing my stress. This and my schedule. The physical exercise of coming out and walking 2 miles and talking for a mile and listening for a mile. You may stop listening to Pandora and just walk for 20 minutes in silence. So, yeah, the kid's home. I think I said that before, although I'm not sure. So the kid's home. She's still not doing terribly well, but she's getting better. This is not going to be something that's going to be, oh, okay, tomorrow she's going to get up and be 100%. It's not going to happen. It's just one of those things. We're going to have to figure out how to deal with it, how to live with it. For a long time, I'm afraid. So, yeah. I'm feeling a little bit stronger. There for a while, I quite literally was unable to actually even believe I could walk 2 miles. I could make it up and down the stairs, I could drive around town, but yeah, I was a mess. So I think I'm back, I think I'm better. I've done some audio work, I've got to do some more today. I've got full shares, markup is complete in paper. I've been sort of picking away at the, trying to load the file correctly. Load the file with the changes. I haven't been doing a very good job of staying focused these last 2 weeks. But a little bit of focus today, a little bit of focus tomorrow. I had a long talk with my therapist about how one of my energy drains is this idea that I suck because I haven't been able to get my work done. And the answer is, as she pointed out, when I am well and healthy, getting work done is not a problem. And that pretty much every time I have ever been in a hole in terms of work, it's because I haven't been well. Pretty much every time, all the time, everyone, for the last 5 years at least. That's because I haven't been well, for one reason or another. There's also the issue of family of origin, and the values I was raised with. Down East, Puritan work ethic, eldest son of the eldest son, very blue collar, very much get up, go to work, put in your time, come home. And satisfaction is not necessarily an option, certainly not guaranteed. And so in a certain sense, I've had a terrible sense of guilt in that for 20 years, almost since we've been out here in Colorado, but certainly before that as well, for the most part, I've enjoyed my work. I've enjoyed what I do. Work has not been a chore. And so even though a lot of the jobs I've had have been blue-collar in nature, they weren't, in many cases, they were actually white-collar, but applying sort of blue-collar work ethic, go and get the job done. In a lot of ways, it set me up for kind of a collapse when I started doing white-collar work, when I started working for the university, when I started working for insurance companies, when I started working information systems, because that's the whatever it takes to get the jobs done. Regardless of the reality that it doesn't, you never really get the jobs done. They're always there. There's always more. There's always something else to do. That's not like piecework where you go in, you do your shift, and you have a piecework target every day. And if you meet the target, you get a bonus. If you don't meet the target, well, you don't get a bonus. White collar work isn't like that. White collar work is you go to work and you work really, really hard to try to figure out how to make things happen, how to get stuff done, and in spite of all the organizational obstacles to prevent it. And then working in academia at the university, that was a completely different culture as well. In a lot of ways, that was much more creative than blue collar, although technically I suppose it was white collar work. But when I started writing, when I started podcasting, when I started doing creative work, then things really changed for me. Things that were important, like putting in the time. You have to put in the time. No, actually, the problem is that because of what I do, I'm always putting in the time. Now, I may not always be typing words on the page. I may not always be producing an ebook. I may not always be marking up a paperback. I may not always be pointing to something concrete and saying, see, I'm working. This is work. Some portion of my work is when I'm walking and talking, when I'm walking and listening, when I'm driving to pick up the kid and contemplating storylines and stewing on society and culture and figuring out what exactly this other half of the golden age of the solar clipper looks like. So, yeah, this idea that I might be not working because I'm not producing something I point to and say, okay, there's words on the page, there's a word count for today, here's this, that, or the other thing that I've done today. That's not exactly the way things work. And beating myself up for not doing it doesn't help matters. That's the old beatings will continue until morale improves. Monkpo. Yes, Monkpo. How you doing, monkey? So yeah, the beatings will continue until morale improves. They're sort of like, there's a problem with that that I face, even though I'm doing my own flogging, and that I need to come to grips with. I need to get back on top of that. I've been letting get the better of me while I've been recovering from these other blows. And that's okay, that I'm allowed to have recovery time. I'm feeling guilty because I haven't been out walking. I haven't been doing my podcast. Well, I'm sure all of you who have been listening to me over the years are sitting there going, dude, seriously? Because as I say that, it's like, yeah, the point of the walk is not to do the talk. The talk is something that I do while I'm out here because I need to walk. I need to walk for my health. I need to walk for my mental state. I need to walk to help manage my depression. I need to help it to manage my stress, which feeds the depression. And while I was sick, while I was weak, while I was, in many ways, stupidly, ridiculously frail, and I shouldn't use those terms against myself, because that's one of the things I'm trying to work on, is to not talk about myself the way I would talk about someone else. But it was extremely frustrating to feel like, 2 miles? Are you serious? Or are you going to find the energy to walk 2 miles? And I think I probably should have started last week, because one of the things that walking does is gives me energy. It doesn't actually sap it. So, yeah, I'm back on the road. I'm walking, I'm talking. I don't know how many in a row I can do. I mean, it's like this goal of, 90 days in a row. I walk every day from now until Balticon. No, that ain't gonna happen, I know perfectly well, but that long string of red on my calendar is a pretty strong motivator to do something more, to get something else done, to get back on my schedule. Because schedule does help. Being on a schedule, having that part of my cognitive load offset to the mechanics. It's sort of like having every shirt and pants in my closet be the same. I don't have to worry about what I'm going to wear. I'm going to wear the same thing I wore yesterday, because it's the same thing. It's the only thing I got in my closet. So, so we're going to see if we can't put this back together, see if we can't get this rather fragile machinery ticking over again. It was doing so well. Got the book out. I got Ownershare out. The book, the series is complete, Right or Wrong. Love it or hate it. And oh yeah, I knew there were going to be people who hate it. But there aren't as many haters as I thought there were going to be. I'm looking at the reviews on Amazon. It's pretty much straight line. 5 stars and then a whole bunch of 5 stars. And then a few 2Z, 3Z, 4Z, 5Zs. On 1, 2, 3, 4. I can live with that. That's what I've always said, is that it's more a matter of about measuring your marketing reach than it is about the actual quality of the book. Yeah, I wish I could have not had that ellipsis error. Anita Lewis, Buster Gizzard, found what the problem was, and that the reason that I missed it was that the first ellipsis was right. In the original files, the first ellipsis was H ellipse. And then every other one, I typoed it. So when I checked it, it looked right. Because I only checked the first one. I didn't check any of the others. Because the code is right, is right, is right, is right, right? Except if I use a different code someplace else, it's not quite so right. It's not quite the way it works anymore. So yeah, kind of a pain in the ass. And one that I did to myself. I corrected it as soon as I could. The people on Nook and the people on Kobo, I had to wait until Kobo and Barnes & Noble would let me update the files, which was days later. we did get it together. We got it out. It's still not perfect. I knew it wasn't going to be perfect. There are a couple of people who complain about, there's still too many typos, there's still too many, you know. The book is basically three times quarter share. There's going to be typos, there's going to be errors, there's going to be stuff. I can get it better, I just can't make it perfect. It's three times the size of Hermit of Lammas Wood. And in spite of having paid quite a good amount to get Lammas Wood edited by a professional, upstanding, honest-to-God literary editor. Owner sure was too, by the way, I just didn't pay for it. It was a fan who was a volunteer whose day job is editing. So yeah, there's going to be errors. I can't make it perfect. All I can do is make it as good as I can make it right now. Publish updates. So I've probably got a few changes I should put in. I got to do a recording. 6,000 words for Crime City Central. I've got to get that out. I've owed that to them for months. It's been on my board since the first of the year. And I finally heard from the fine people over at Crime City that they'd really like to have the story back. So, yeah. There's one that I thought I had that apparently I don't, because they don't have any record of it. And I'm pretty sure it's not. Pretty sure it's not the horror stories. So I have to try to find that one too. It's in my email somewhere. Somewhere. So what do you think? How am I doing on the second mile? Minutes on the back half. For a guy who hasn't walked in 2 weeks, that's not bad. Of course, part of it is I'm freezing. I'm still cold. I've worked up a sweat, and now the sweat is freezing. Can't win. So anyway, we're back at the back gate. We're back on the road. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.